Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time. You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Who's, man? Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys can get in your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
game time!
Welcome to Parents Culture Parent Network. I'm your host, Michael Scott. Just to let you know a little bit about Parent Culture Parent Program, we're here to try to give the parents an education on the recruiting process and help them out as much as possible. We're here to support you, the parents, and make sure that you understand the recruiting process, as well as how to get your child out there and get them an athletic scholarship. Hopefully tonight we'll have our special guest call in, Ms. Tawana Patterson, mother of Patrick Patterson from the University of Kentucky. Meanwhile, I think I have my co-host on the line. Mr. Larry Brummer, who is a sports reporter from the Virginia Pilot. Larry, are you on?
Yes, I am. Yes, I do. How you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. I'm doing just fine, sir. What's going on in the world of sports in our area?
Well, it's busy time right now. We're down to the regions for the area, for the state, getting ready to get who's going to go to the state. Right now we got boys soccer going on. We got Cox playing Great Bridge in the boys soccer. Girls soccer, you got Cox and Ocean Lakes playing for the championship tomorrow to see who goes on. And then Western Branch, one of our local teams, ended up pulling off a big upset by beating Menchville. Menchville, for those who don't know, was ranked number one in the nation by USA Today beginning of the season. But they went ahead and played a 12-inning game last night, ended very late. Then they had another game after that between Gloucester and Cox. And that game didn't end until one of the other reporters told me 1:30 this morning. That's a long, long game. Yeah, 1:30 this morning. They didn't even start the game until like 10:55. So you got these high school kids, basically, I'm sure none of them went to school, but they're out there. And then today, now the two teams that we meet today, Western Branch playing Gloucester today, right now as we speak. So it's going to be interesting to see who gets to home and who's going to be getting ready to travel for the group AAA. And speaking of AAA as well, we got state starts tomorrow and Saturday, state track meet up in Richmond at Sportsbacker Stadium. I'm guaranteeing that we'll have at least one team champion to come home. Western Branch is loaded. They got at least 5 or 6 girls who are the number one seed going into that meet. They should have no problem winning that meet. I told somebody it's not whether they'll win, but how much. I mean, Western Branch is that strong with Claude Tekenny, an incredible coach over there. And on the boys' side, you know, speaking of national, Justin Hunter going to Tennessee to play football but also to run track. He's got Ocean Lakes really looking good to be able to win the state meet. It'll be the first time ever that Ocean Lakes has won a state title, a team state title. So they hope to be able to try to get that done. He'll be doing the long jump, triple jump, high jump, also in the 200, and he got some help from some other guys. So it's going to be a real big week. As I said, we're going through the regions now, and then we got the state track meet tomorrow and Saturday. It should be a good time for sure.
Well, you brought up a very interesting point. You mentioned the number of kids and the number of schools out there that are looking pretty good. Now, one thing I've noticed, oftentimes we have the kids and they're involved and they're doing good and the schools are looking good, but the percentage as far as them going on and playing at the next level is low. What's your thoughts on that?
You know, you and I have both spoken about this many times. You know, the one thing that recruiters are trying to do now is it's great to be a great athlete, but you got to have the grades. And one of the things that they said they're finding out now is before they even ask, will you run the 40 in, they want to know what's your GPA. And it's huge because a lot of these kids, I can name at least, 10 kids off the top of my head who you thought were going to go somewhere big, but because of grades, because of SATs, because of not doing what they're supposed to do to the core requirements, these kids are now working. One I know is working over at 7-Eleven. Another one is working at an Arby's. Nothing wrong with those jobs, but if you're a kid who has all the talent in the world to be able to go and do something with yourself, to be one of the first kids in your family to be able to go to college, and then you don't because you didn't take care of your grades, you just, you know, you thought it was cool to be, get the C's and D's, and then when the time, crunch time comes, and college say, what's your GPA? And you say, oh, I got a 2 point or 1.9 or 2.1. Then you're left in the dust, and these other kids have gone on and done well. And it's sad, and I'm hoping that more coaches are stressing the fact that you got to have the grades. It's not just being a great athlete that's going to get you in. One kid I talked to, a coach today from Bayside, Darnell Moore, a football coach there, they got a kid on their team, Demetrius Nicholson. He's probably what you want to call the epitome of what a student athlete should be. The kid has a 3.4 GPA, yet he's also one of the top 250 players in the country. Right now he's ranked at 101 that could go higher. He's the number 101 best player in high school football right now. He'll graduate next year. And he's got over 15 offers, and I guarantee you, of those 15 offers, one of those is from Stanford. You know, Notre Dame was looking at him, and you can't get into those schools with a 2.1 2.2 GPA. This kid has a 3.3, 3.4 GPA, and he's done it the right way. And, you know, I hope more kids look at that and realize, you know, it's cool to be have good grades. There's nothing wrong with being having good grades, and I think just more kids need to know more about that.
Exactly, exactly. You know, and it's interesting that you mentioned the issue on the grades because, as you know, we've been talking about that for quite some time. And, you know, one of my things that I try to be very proactive on is to make sure that the parents understand that, hey, you got to start with this process early in the line. You can't
right.
start, you know, at the child's 11th and 12th grade. By that time, they're so far behind the power curve, you're missing out on a few things. So all these kids, if they're interested in sports, and they've played sports, and they've played early in their middle school, junior high school years, and then you turn around and they're still playing at their high school days, they have an opportunity to go somewhere. I'm not going to say, well, no, they're not that star kid or they're not that standout, so therefore they won't have that opportunity. I think they all have that opportunity to go somewhere. Whether or not it's a Division III, NAIA, or whatever, they all have that opportunity to go somewhere. But you brought up an interesting point earlier on. You mentioned about a school here in the area that's number one in the country.
Right, number one. Right now, there was a Menchville High School, which is over there on the peninsula. It was ranked number one coming into the season in baseball. They had, you know, they had like four guys who were going Division One, and they were still in the top. I want to say they were in the top 50 for much of the season. But of course, their season is over with now. They were also the defending state champions, but their season's over with now because Western Branch beat them 5-1. In 12 innings, and so their season is done now. But
okay.
We have four kids now who will be going on or more going on to play Division I baseball. And once again, it goes back to you have to make sure that all your I's are dotted, all your T's are crossed to be able to make that happen. You can't just say, like you said, junior year, senior year, oh, I'm going to be a college athlete. It doesn't work like that. You got to be working on that eighth grade, ninth grade year, and that starts with, you know, your study habits. It starts with, you know, taking the PSAT. It goes with the tutoring that you might need for certain classes, making sure that your core requirements are taken care of. Because now, I mean, I just went to one of my son's classes. He's going to be in the eighth grade, getting ready to go into the ninth grade, and they're just talking about how now the core classes are going to be more difficult. So if it's going to be more
exactly.
difficult, yeah, you got to be ready for it. You got to be prepared for it.
Well, I know recently here in the city of Chesapeake, they recently made that requirement, that 2.0 core class requirement for 2.0 grade point average requirement for middle school students to participate in middle school sports. I think if they're going to do that at the middle school, just for a simple 2.0 across the board, not just focusing on core, then they should bump it up for high school to say core. Look at the core
right.
class. But, you know, that would be something that we as parents need to get on board and say, hey, school board, won't you take a look at this? You know, we have a number of kids that have that opportunity. Take a look at this, and I guarantee you, you'll have a large percentage of your kids moving on, graduating, and going to college. You know, you oftentimes hear, you know, kids aren't graduating, our kids aren't graduating on time. You know, that's all kind of crazy talk to me, you know, because if you look at the kids that are graduating and the ones that had the opportunity to graduate, after they finished playing sports, they probably got discouraged and decided to say, well, what else is there for me? You know,
yes, sir.
Because that sports season is over with. You know, I've watched a number of kids over the years have opportunity to go on and play Division One or even Division Two, Division Three sports at the next level. Missed out on that opportunity because what? They didn't think about that thing early enough. So hopefully we can get some parents jump-started and interested in calling in and finding out, hey, what's going on, and get involved in the program. As a result, we can help them out, get their kids to school, and keep a little money in their pocket. That's what it's all about.
And that's right. That's right. And, you know, one thing you press on, too, is a lot of these kids, you might get an athletic scholarship, but who knows? If you have the right grades, they can throw that in with an academic as well, and then that saves your parents money as well. So many
exactly.
different ways why the grades are so important and why it's important to be able to you know, do well on those SATs and ACTs. I mean, it all goes together for sure.
Yep. Well, I'm sitting here, I'm watching our switchboard, and looks like a number of callers have called in, but I haven't seen our guest call in yet, so I'm going to wait and let her give her a chance to call in, so hopefully we can get her up shortly.
Okay.
And move right along. But hopefully this program will get up and running. I heard about a number of camps and exposure events coming up here in the near area. I was talking with one of the local high school coaches, and he has two events scheduled for this upcoming area. And they have a big football camp coming up later on this month over at Hampton University. Have you heard about that?
Oh, yes. The big names coming to that one. My goodness.
Yes, 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 yes. And I think if the kids turn out for that one, it should be a very very rewarding opportunity for them. But, you know, even more so, every time you see one of these camps, they should design some type of session mm-hmm. for the parents.
That's
you
right.
know, because once the parents understand the process and once the parents understand how much they need to invest in that process and realize and look and see their rewards later on down the line, I think they'll get it, they'll come on board, and they'll be moving forward. They'll be ready to move forward.
Yeah, I think you're right, too. When you talk about these camps, too, a lot of these kids are, you know, probably like, you know, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th grade. You know, how many of them, I would love to see a poll taken, how many of these kids and parents actually know what the clearinghouse is? You've spoken about that several different times and how you need to get enrolled in it and when you need to get enrolled in it. And I know, I think you remember telling me one case where a parent, a kid was almost, I think, I want to say, late in his junior year and didn't know anything about the clearinghouse. And
exactly.
these are things that they got to know about. You would think that they're talking about this at the schools, the athletic directors and the coaches are mentioning it, but, you know, still I hear people not really knowing much about it.
Yeah, but, you know, I've seen cases and, you know, we've had a case where parent was all the way down to getting ready to start the senior year and was just getting involved with in the clearinghouse. But as a result, hey, a little hard work, a little sweat, a little burning the candle late, we were able to get that child into school. As a result, that child is doing good right now. So, you know, it's not a total washout. You know, it's something where you're going to have to put in a little work.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that camp over there at Hampton, it's not being well publicized. I know it's a Michael Vick camp, and I think I heard about it maybe once or twice on the radio. We have a couple other local athletes coming in, NFL athletes coming in to support Mike on the camp. The gentleman that's putting it on, Keith Gouganis, I'm going to try to get him on sooner or later. Another local from the area played in the NFL as well. He was looking at putting on a camp, I think it was a year and a half ago here in the area. And come to find out, I didn't think he got the participation that he should have gotten. So hopefully now that he has Hampton University behind him, he'll get a better turnout and also have some other NFL players that's going to be involved in the program, you know. But I think we need to probably start pushing it a little bit more because I know the kids are interested.
And, yeah, I think so. I heard the one commercial I heard that some of the people are going to have that. I believe if I was correct, because I know it's going to be D'Angelo Hall. You have Donovan McNabb is supposed to be coming. There's also Aaron Brooks, who used to play for the Saints. He's supposed to be coming. And then, of course, there's Michael Vick. And, you know, as it gets close to that date, he's probably just nailing down some other names. But, I mean, it's going to be an incredible time for those athletes to come there. I hope, like as you said, there's a time that they can talk to the athletes as well as to the parents about the importance of the education, importance of doing the right things, and what to do as you get ready to try to get into college. I mean, a lot of these kids, most of these kids, probably won't make it to the NFL, but you hope that they learn something from this time with all these other professional athletes that will help them last a lifetime as well.
Exactly. Matter of fact, I just pulled out some of the names that he has listed. Joining Mike, some of these names have already been confirmed. You got Adrian Peterson, you got Donald McNabb, you got D'Angelo Hall, you have Aaron Brooks, you have Percy Harvey, you have DeSean Jackson, you have LeSean McCoy, and of course, we got the Hall of Famer, Mr. Bruce Smith.
Okay.
Who else you got there? Roddy White. So them are some of the names that's already been confirmed. And I believe that camp, and I'm going to try to get Mystical Gaines on as well to give us a little insight on that camp. But that camp is scheduled for the June 23rd through the 25th.
Okay.
Over at Hampton University. Yep, over at Hampton University. But while we're talking about camps, and you know, anybody that's in the Hampton Roads area, if you know of anything like that, hey, at any time you can call in, give us some updates, give us some information, provide us some of that good information that you have. That way we keep our kids involved continuously. They also have that 17th annual Colonial All-Pro Football Camp out there at William & Mary.
That's right. You know, that's always a big one, right?
Yeah, that goes every year. My son's been involved in that over the last 2 years. He'll be attending again this year. And that camp goes from the 20th of June through the 23rd. So if you got a young man out there that's just football, hey, you back these two up back to back, he has a whole week of nothing but football from the 20th through the 25th. And I'm quite sure he'll get more experience than he hoped for. One of the highlights that's going to be at this camp, because they always end up bringing in quite a few professional athletes as well.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the highlights that's going to be at this camp is the LaDainian Thomas.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to be in. And, you know, some of the folks that was here last year, Drew Brees showed up, Brett Favre was here last year, you know, and a few others. Let me see here. I'm getting a message on my phone got a text message. Hold on a second. Let me take a look at this message. That's from our guest. So maybe she's having a problem. Okay. She says she's home now. Sorry, home now. She's calling us now. All right. Okay, I think I got it. Let me see if I can get you. Still there, Larry?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I think we got our guest. I think our star guest has finally showed up. Ms. Tawana Patterson, are you on the line? Hello? Larry?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Well, let me see where she's at. I see she just called in. Let me see if I can get this switchboard to do what it's supposed to be doing. And we can get her on the line. I'm going to mute you for a second and see if I can bring her up.
Okay.
Hold that thought, and you know, it'd be a good time to plug in one of my commercials, but we're getting around to that part. But up until now, I think we've had some good dialogue and shared some good information for the folks.
Okay,
and
for sure.
Hopefully we can keep it going. Come on, Tawana, don't go nowhere. I see you there. And if she's online listening, just please be patient with us. This is our very first show. Won't be the last show. And hopefully we can get this one here rocking and rolling. That's why we need to get John up to speed on this. And get him on this Facebook and stuff. He probably would have had it already plugged in. I talked to him a couple weeks ago, and he had so many different things going on. He kind of hard to catch up with him. All right, where you at? You have anything else you want to ask?
Yeah, I know you're talking about different camps and stuff. One that I remember hearing about that they've been trying to push as well is the under-the-radar exposure showcase camp that they have each year. I know it's been put on by Terrence Green, the former coach, and he's also a referee. And then, of course, Chavez Mabry, the basketball coach over at Indian River. And I know this year they're going to have one. It's going to be July 6th and to the 7th. And it's basically for those kids who, just as the camp's name says, under the radar exposure. And over the past, I guess, the past 5 or 6 years they've been doing this thing, they bring in coaches from Division II, Division III, and junior colleges. And many of the former participants include Mike Bynum, who's at Virginia State now, Chris Johnson. Mike Bynum went to Indian River. Chris Johnson at St. Aug. Aaron Clark, I believe he played for Tallwood. He's at Virginia Wesleyan. Bryce Mitchell, Shenandoah. Quentin Spady at Elizabeth City. Those are just a few of the names of, you know, not everybody can be a Division I player. But
hey,
you go to Division II, they got scholarships.
Hey, Larry?
Yeah?
I'm going to see if I can get Tawana up real quick. Just hold
okay.
on for a second.
All right.
Hello, Tawana. Ms. Patterson? Hello, Ms. Patterson. Hello. Hello, Ms. Patterson. Hello. Hello, Larry, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, yep.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to call her.
Okay.
See if we can get it going that way. Okay, let's see what we got here. But, you go ahead and give us an update on what you have, and I'm going to try to reach out to her.
Okay. Again, I'll go ahead and tell you. The camp is from July 6th to the 7th. It's going to be at the Boo Williams Sportsplex. For those who want more information on it, you can contact Terrence Green at 434, area code 757-434-1279, or email him at undertheradarbasketball.com. That's all one word at gmail.com. Again, I mean, it's a great opportunity for kids to be able to play, not only showcase their own talent, but also see how they are exposed to team competition. As I said, many kids have gone to that. Not everybody can be a Division I player. There's an opportunity for them to be able to go out there and showcase their talent. Again, the person contact is Terrence Green. His number is 757-434-1279. Or you could email him at undertheradarbasketball@gmail.com.
Okay. All right, well, she's trying to reach us.
Okay.
And, I see where she's trying to reach us, and I'm trying to get a message to her. So if I can just give her a call, that'll be easy enough. I can call up on the switchboard if I can get through. And that'll give us an option of, well, that'll give us more assistance here.
Okay.
She just texted me a second ago and said that she was muted, so I was clicking on her, trying to unmute her. I didn't know to call me back. But believe it or not, we might have to reschedule her because we're about down to our last 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, we are. That'll at least get us for the next show, so that would be good. And I'm sure she's got some incredible information for sure on the whole recruiting process and everything.
Okay. All right.
We'll do it next week.
Hello?
Michael, can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can. Sorry, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Can you hear me?
Good evening.
Hey.
Yes, I can. Good evening. How are you?
Good evening. I'm fine. How are you guys?
Fine.
Oh, we're doing just great.
I am so sorry. There was a connection. There must have been a connection problem or something. I don't know. But I can hear you guys, but you couldn't hear me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've been on here just rambling. We've been on here just rambling about a little bit of everything. We talked about the Michael Vick camp, and we done talked about a camp at William & Mary and under the basketball camp and a little bit of everything. You know, we're trying to keep the parents informed so they have a better understanding of what they're faced with or the things they need to do to get involved in the program.
Yeah.
Do you have a few minutes to stay with us?
Yeah, I can stay with you. I didn't know if you wanted to reschedule or you just want me to talk a little bit and then we do something else next week or what, whatever you want to do.
Okay, well, you know, I've been thinking about we can always go live at the other event that we're going to meet up later on this month.
Oh, yeah, Top 100 Camp Parent Seminar. that sounds good to me. Hey, you need to talk to George and Purvis.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
If you don't mind sharing a little bit who you are and
give
a little background.
Well, for those of you who don't know me or my son, I'm Tawana Patterson. My husband is Buster Patterson, and we're the proud parents of Patrick Patterson, who formerly was at UK University of Kentucky, who put his name in for the NBA draft, who is currently working out in pre-draft training in Indianapolis, Indiana, and been going for workouts, different teams and everything like that. Doing pretty good. We're very proud of him. Had a better season, I would say, the last year at Kentucky under Coach Calipari and the fabulous freshman. But that's who I am, the mom of Patrick Patterson, and it's been a great and exciting year and a crazy recruiting. Oh, my God. I have so much to share with you guys. I won't be able to do it all tonight, but, I mean, it's just so much out there in the recruiting world, and parents need to stay informed. Take all your visits. We took six visits. We narrowed it down to six schools, and we did five official visits and one unofficial visits to Duke, Florida, Kentucky, West Virginia, Wake Forest, University of Virginia. And, we just asked more questions, got to know the coach, got to know the staff. I mean, it's just so many questions. And believe me, coaches are coaches. You know, they're human, too. You want a good coach. You want somebody to take good care of your kid and to do what they say they're going to do. But ask a lot of questions. That's what I'd say. And keep yourself well-informed. Education is the key. Patrick got his degree in 3 years. He's doing very well. We always preach education. Go to a school, not only for the coach, but for the university itself, because coaches come and go. And he chose Kentucky, and it all worked out well for him, finally. I said a mouthful, didn't I?
Hey, I knew that was going to happen, so I was waiting for it. I told Larry as soon as we got you on, we were going to get informed.
Yeah. And you and I go way back. We go to the Top 100 Camp Parent Seminar. You know, we go way back, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's true. And hopefully we can keep everybody interested and have folks calling into the program and
Yeah.
Turned it into a real valuable thing for the parents, you know, because
everybody. Yeah, definitely. And Ms. Kovacs, I still keep in touch with her. How I met Michael through the Boo Williams AAU program. Patrick played AAU with his son Mike and Ed Davis and everything, and everything kind of shot off from there. I still keep in touch with Coach Boo Williams and Pat Kovacs and everything. So it's been great. And I have a lot to share with you guys, so whenever you want me back on, just say the word. I'm here.
Okay. Well, it looks like I think we've been shut down.
Did you figure out how to hit the, what was it? Was I muted or something?
Yeah, it was a mute button, but I kept clicking on it. I kept trying to click on it, and it wouldn't do anything for me. You still there, Larry? Larry?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering. I thought I may have clicked you off.
You feel like I muted as well.
I didn't introduce you to, did I?
No, this is
Larry Rubama. He's the sports reporter for the Virginia Pilot here in the area.
Hello, Larry. I remember. I'm doing good. I read your email. I think you sent Mike saying, "Is that good? Is that time good for you?" And I'm like, "Yeah, is that time good for you?" And I'm like, "Oh, who is that?" And I saw your name. So glad to formally be introduced to you.
Yes, and I'm telling you, just in a little bit of time that you spoke, you gave so much information. I mean,
you got
me writing down stuff. You know, and I'm like, because you don't, you know, you can't if you've never gone through it, you don't know what you're going through, and you've been through
exactly.
It, you know?
Yeah, and I'm still going through it. It's like I'm going through the next phase, you know, with trying to.
We're not going to talk about that phase yet. That phase,
I know.
I'm quite sure it's quite interesting.
Yeah,
I can imagine. I'm still kind of dealing with this, trying to keep my head above water. But the college recruiting thing is just like, we just stayed informed and we took all of our visits, and it's as Mike knows, it's something else. And like, I had a school that I liked. My husband had a school he was a Duke fan, and I love Billy Donovan. I still keep in touch with Billy Donovan, and I love Tubby Smith at Kentucky. So it becomes like, who's going to be the best person to take care of your kid? Who's, you know, is he going to lie to you? Is he telling you the truth? You know, who's going to take good care of your kid and not just be a coach, but be a dad, be a parent, because you're not there. But once they get your kid, that's it. It's like, hey, they think they own your kid, you know. So it's the good and the bad. It's a whole nother world. And me being the type of person that I am, outspoken and like, well, wait a minute here. You just wait 1 minute here, you know. So
hey, Larry,
it's a little different.
That part tells no lie. That part tells no lie. If she wants to know, she's going to ask that question.
And
exactly.
She's not afraid. That's what parents need to do, though, is not be afraid. I mean, don't be wooed by the Lou Holtzes and the big names and be, you know, intimidated. But you got that. Like you said, you're going to be giving that child off to somebody else for the next 4 to 5 years. And
exactly.
Yeah, you know, and that's why it's so important for her to be outspoken like that. I think a lot of parents, I'll never forget this story. I had a kid who his parents weren't sure about the whole recruiting process. He signed with a school that he had never visited.
Really? How did he do that?
He never saw the field to his senior year, his fifth year as a senior.
Oh my goodness! How did that work out, though?
Well, I don't even know if he got his degree, but he's done now. I hope he got his degree, but he was there for 5 years. Didn't play until his senior, I guess you call it his real senior year, didn't get real playing time to his fifth year. But the kid had signed without even seeing the school. And where he went to school was five and a half hour drive from where we are. I mean, a whole other world.
Oh, my God.
I hate to look at it that way. That coaching staff brought him up there with something else in mind. Yep.
Exactly, and that happens sometimes. I know Darius Miller, who plays for UK, who I know his parents very well. When I was talking to them, because we did a lot of road trips together, that's another thing. We get with other parents, and when we have road games away from home, we rent a van, and we all, like, just do a road trip, you know, big cookies and bring food and stuff like that. It's just easier to do that. We rented a conversion van, and the guys drove, and the women was with them, and then we just went this place, that place, and it was, you know, the cost wasn't that great then. But I remember her telling me that Darius decided to go to UK for UK. He didn't take any more visits. He went to Kentucky, and he fell in love with Kentucky. He was a Kentucky, like, homeboy. And Florida was recruiting him. Other teams were recruiting him, and he wouldn't take his official visit. And I'm like, well, you guys are the parents. Why didn't you say, hey, you know, we need to go and have something to compare to with Kentucky, the coach, you know. And they never went on a visit. And he chose Kentucky. And when, you know, when things started going wrong for him, his mom and dad were like, see, you should have went to another school. You should have went and at least looked at another school, you know. And he didn't. He didn't. At least when we went and made our first official visit to Florida, and then Patrick fell in love with Florida. I fell in love with Billy Donovan. He's just, like, so charismatic, and he can tell you the sky is green, and you think the sky is green, you know. That's how he is. And we had a rapport, and he was like family, and I was like, okay, he's going to take good care of my kid. But it was all the way in Florida, and Patrick was concerned about the distance. But he really liked it. He's like, oh, I'm going to be a Gator. I'm going to Florida. I'm like, wait a minute. We still got, you know, four more visits. So then we went to Duke. He loved Coach K. Oh, Coach K is a great coach. Oh, this, that, you know. And, you know, Nolan Smith was there, and the other guys was there, Kyle Singler and stuff. And, oh, come to Duke. Come to Duke. We, you know, we can do this. We can do that. It's like, oh, I'm going to go to Duke. It's like, okay, wait a minute. We still got some more schools to go to. Went to Kentucky, loved Tubby Smith, and it was like, oh, it's only 2 hours away from us. Oh, this is great. Yeah, yeah, we could be Wildcats. Then we went to University of Virginia, liked Coach Lato, Steve Seymour, and we had something to compare, and then we wrote it down. What do we like? What don't we like? Distance, coach, whatever. Then we went to Wake Forest, loved Jeff Battle, loved Skip Prosser. Skip Prosser was recruiting Patrick since ninth grade. Then we went to West Virginia. Coach Beeline was recruiting Patrick since ninth grade. And so, therefore, you had six schools, and then you had to narrow it down to three. And then from those three, we kept doing visits and visits and weighing pros and cons. And it became like crazy. It was just crazy. And then Tuppy Smith left. Beeline left. Skip Prosser died. It was just like, okay, this is what we're left with. You know, do you still want to go to Kentucky? Because we got Gillespie. We don't know anything about this coach. Well, Mom, you told me to go to the school for the school because coaches come and go. What school would I go to if the coach was there or not? Kentucky, because I like Kentucky. And so he came down to Kentucky and Florida. He thought Billy Donovan was the better coach to get him where he needed to be, but he didn't like the distance. And he thought because we were going to move to Jacksonville, if he went to Florida, and he thought there were rumors that Billy might go pro, you know, Orlando Magic wanted him, which he did go for a day and came back. And Patrick's like,
yeah,
that was the same
time that, what you call it, left for UVA, Rob Lanier left UVA going down
sure
to Florida.
Sure did. And they were going to hire, what's his name? Was that VC? Anthony Grant? They were going to hire him to replace Billy Donovan. So he did leave for that day. But one thing I can say about Billy recruited Patrick really, really hard. And, you know, and I felt really bad that on the day when Patrick chose Kentucky, I was happy, but I was sad for Billy because he really recruited Patrick really hard. Tubby Smith recruited Patrick really hard and introduced him to Kentucky. So me as a mom and a parent, I built this relationship with these guys. It was more personal for me. I know it's a business and it's their job, but for me, they understood as a mom, I'm building a relationship with you. So you are an extended member of my family. You are going to take care of my son. Mm-hmm. And that's how I looked at it. So it was more personal for me because I hurt that I hurt Billy. And I know he does this all the time, but, you know, I told him, I apologize to him that, you know, I know you worked hard to get Patrick, but it was Patrick's choice. If it were my choice, we'd be in Florida, but it was Patrick's choice, so you have to respect that. And he did, and he always says good things about Patrick. He always says really good things about Patrick, and that's a good thing. So But you know, it was really weird. And then Coach K, you know, but they didn't know Patrick was choosing Kentucky until that day. When he said, "I will go to the University of," people thought he was going to say Florida. He said Kentucky. And it was just like, so Coach K found out then, and Billy Donovan found out then. And that's why I felt bad about that, because I wish we could tell them. But we weren't sure until that day. He waited till the last day to make his decision, because he was still torn between Kentucky and Florida. And we were afraid to let Duke know that, you know, we had chosen, it had came down to these two schools, because we thought somebody would leak it out, and we didn't want anybody to leak it out, so we went down to the wire. That's why they call him Poker. He's like a poker player. You never know what he's thinking. He never tells you, shows his hand. And then everybody was shocked. You know, they thought he was going to choose Florida. I thought he was going, he's like, I said, "Are you sure you want to go to Kentucky?" "Yeah, well, I'm 90% sure." 90% sure. So when he, on that day, when he said the college I will be attending is the University of, I was like, oh, God. I didn't even know for sure. And then when he looked at the hat, he looked at Billy Donovan's hat, Florida, because Billy had signed his hat. And I thought, I said, oh, my God, he's going to change his mind and choose Florida. And he picked up that UK hat. He said Kentucky. And everybody, it was some UK fans in there, and they screamed and everything. And I was thinking, oh, I'm so sorry, Billy. I'm so sorry. You know, and he, what he did was he texted me later, and he's like, "I saw you on TV. No need to be sorry. You know, I'm proud of you guys, the Pattersons. You know, I love you guys, and I wish you well. Patrick's a special guy, and you're a special mom, and I just wanted to thank you for allowing me to come in your home and open up your heart to me." And he was really classy. And he said, "I'll never say anything bad about Patrick or the Patterson. You guys are classy, and I wish you well." And, you know, he said, "I saw you crying on TV." I said, "Yeah, everybody saw me crying on TV." So, and ever since then, when we played them, he'd always say good things about Patrick. And I sent him a picture. We had taken a family picture with him in Florida, and he still has that picture today. So, so you know, it was good. It was good. And then I called Coach K afterwards and told him, "Thank you. You know, I'm sorry he had to hear about it that way." But basically, it was Patrick's decision. So, you know, I always tell Patrick, you always respect other people. And, you know, even though you chose another school, you know, you call them and you tell them, you know, thank you. You know, you couldn't tell them before then you were going to choose, you know, who you were going to go with. But you always thank people, because that was their time. They took out of their time. And, you know, they opened up to us. We opened up to them. So. It went down to the wire. And we got Billy Gillespie, and you all know that story.
Right.
But it's good, but whenever you want to, you know, do it again, let me know. You know,
yes.
I'm always around.
Well, you know, it's hard catching both of you. So
at the same time.
Exactly.
Larry, you do soccer? What you do other things?
I do a little bit of everything. Right now I'm doing track and field. I'm covering, we had somebody quit, so I'm doing soccer, baseball, and track and field all this week, including we're also doing football as well. We got recruiting on football. Seems like year-round. So, yeah, but after next Saturday, my schedule's going to slow down so much, and I can't wait.
Okay. So, well, you let me know, and then I'll kind of coincide mine with yours or Mike's or whatever.
We'll stay in touch. We'll stay in touch.
Okay. Okay, you guys got my number and my email, and so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, looking at the time here, and I actually set it up for 45 minutes.
But next time I will be home when I say I'm going to be home. We had stopped off at the store, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's 7 o'clock. I got to get home. I didn't want to be interviewing, like, in the car, and then you cut off, and then you hear the wind blowing, and like, where is she?
So you got anything to leave us with and parting words?
Just keep the faith, and keep the faith, and just keep everyone informed. The information is great, and people need to share information, because a lot of people, a lot of parents, even when we go to the parent seminar, they haven't a clue of what I've been through or what it takes to get to where we've been. I mean, I don't know if they're just not informed, or people are not telling them information, or, you know, and a lot of times there's a lot of single parents out there. There's mom, there's no dad, there's AAU coach, there's hanger-ons, there's people that are in it for themselves and just giving you, you know, the wrong information. So
exactly.
Just stay informed and network. I would say just network and just share a lot of information. You know, that's a good thing.
Well, that's the purpose of the Parents Coaching Parent Network. Hopefully we can get a
mm-hmm.
network of parents that's going to support each other.
Well, I cannot wait to get this on because, I mean, you definitely get some incredible information. Really good information. So I'm looking forward to the next time we get together.
Okay, whenever you need me, I'm here. I'm here. Nice talking to you guys.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Too.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay, you're welcome. You guys have a good evening and you know, keep me informed.
Okay. We definitely will.
Okay.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Larry?
Yeah,
Larry.
Man, this is going to be good, man.
I think this is going to wrap up our first episode of the Parents Coach and Parent Network.
Yeah.
We had a lot of good information shared with this from Ms. Tawana Patterson. And I look forward to doing the next show with you, sir.
Me too. Just let me know.
Hey, we got to get this thing rolling and get some more parents involved and because I got a list of shows that we need to get on board and bring other folks in.
All right, that sounds good. You just let me know, Mike. Like I said, after next Saturday, that's when the championship for soccer is. I'm done. I won't have anything else to do until football starts on August 1st.
Okay. I think our time is actually cut off on us, so we'll go from there and edit this show. And hopefully we can get the majority of her stuff in here. And
good.
We'll shoot for the next one.
All right, man. Well, just let me know. Like I said, just call me or email me, and I'll definitely be in touch.
All right, Larry. Hey, thanks for calling in, sir.
No problem, man.
Bye-bye. You have a good day.
You too.
All right. Hey, Larry.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, I'm going to hang up, and I'll call you right back.
Okay.
Okay.